Before we actually do look ahead to that game against Tyrone, so far in the campaign, going under the break, one victory down in Wicklow, which was tremendous, and then a defeat then against Derry. How would you sum up the opening series of matches?
I'd say they've went fairly well for us. You know, I mean, going down to Wicklow and lifting points is obviously a great way to start the league, and Derry were a very, very good team. Now, we played well. We were held with them rightly in the first half, but just they pulled away from us in the second. But I don't think we could have too many complaints so far in the league, and started off the season well, actually, enough getting on to a good start, winning the McGurk Cup. So can't really have too many complaints now. I'd say we're happy enough where we're sitting going into Tyrone now.
Yeah, and I know Mickey said it as well, going into the Derry game, that it's a good measure of where you guys are a group is at the minute, despite all the, I suppose, the regular names and the regular players that you're missing. But it's that game against Derry, even though there was defeat in it, there was a lot to take away from it, Connor.
Aye, absolutely. I mean, we put on a very good team performance, and you can nearly say we made it deserve to be up at the break, but they just pulled away in the second half. And I mean, we are down quite a few, like, first team starters from last year. I was reading an article today, I think Mickey said we might have 8 kind of first choice players from last year out. So it's a real rebuilding kind of side this year, down a lot of experienced men like Danny, Cullen, Declan Coulter, Ronan McDermott, Christopher McDermott. I could go on. Like, we have a lot of good experienced men missing this year from last year. But it's a new team now, we're looking younger, we're looking fresh, so happy enough with how we're going anyway.
Yeah, but in saying that, at the same time, Connor, if we go back to last year, Donegal had their injury problems, and you, of course, were one of them, and there was a group of young players that came up through the ranks and played exceptionally well, particularly during the league campaign last year. So it's not that it's all new for you guys as a group. You've been around there for a couple of years behind these older veteran players, and now it's your turn to I suppose, stamp down a regular place for you.
Aye, definitely. I mean, we got our chances, like, but this would be the first time where that team's kind of set in stone. And, like, there's a lot of lads who have been around the panel a right few years, like Kieran Bradley, Ryan Hilford, who've been, like, sort of honing their skills, and they've really getting their chance now, and they're playing well. So we can't really complain too much, and the young side seems to be working out for us so far, so can't complain. But a wee bit more experience could probably serve us well, but we're happy enough with the team we've got, definitely.
Yeah, and as I said at the start and the intro, looking to get back to winning ways this weekend following that defeat against Derry, Tyrone, the opposition. What sort of game are you expecting at the weekend, Connor?
An absolute dogfight, to be honest with you, Oisin. You always know what you're going to get with Tyrone, and we'd like to think we're the same in terms of doggedness and determination, so definitely be that kind of a game. There'll be a lot of intensity in it, 100%. There'll be a lot of skill as well, so it'll definitely be a good game. We're looking forward to it. It'll be a good battle. It'll really show us where we're at as well.
Yep. What's training been like over the last couple of weeks going into this one?
Good. We can't have any complaints. We're working away, getting our S&C done with Shane Sweeney, who's over us at the minute, and Gabriel's our head coach, and training's good, and the camp's looking well, so we're looking forward to a good test this weekend.
Yeah, and if you were to get that one and come through that test, obviously it would put you on to 4 points and would put you back in contention again, obviously looking to finish in the top placings in Division 2, Connor, because the leagues are all going to change next year.
Yeah, well, that's kind of been our goal in regards to the league from the start of the season, is to finish in that top three at least, to make sure we get up next year and start playing at a higher level. And I feel like a win this weekend would set us in good stead for that. So hopefully get ourselves over the line and see how it goes.
Listen, Connor, when you were named captain of the Donegal team, I might be wrong on this, but I think you're the youngest ever captain of a senior panel, be it in football and in hurling. So how have you settled into the role? Do you enjoy the role? Is there any pressure in the role, Connor?
I absolutely do enjoy it, and like as you said, there is obviously a lot of pressure with getting named like that there at such a young age, but I'm trying to just do what I was doing before. I'm maybe trying to be a wee bit more vocal and stuff around training and game days, but I'm settling into the role and I'm really enjoying it. It's a great thing and it's a great honour, to be honest, to be given that there kind of a role at this age, so I could have no complaints. I'm settling into it rightly, I think, but I've obviously could be doing a lot better in some ways, but you could always say that about everything. But definitely I'm happy enough, and seems to be going all right thus far.
Yeah, and you're learning as you go along, and you're learning on the education front as well as you're going along, because you're in your final year at University of Ulster. How do you manage to juggle all the sport and the books at the same time, as well as being a leader of a team, Connor?
It's tough enough now at sometimes. Like, I've a lot of work on at the minute because I'm just finishing up in final year, so I'd be busy enough at college. But that the other thing is as well, coming down to training and stuff, it is really a release. You just leave everything else at the gate, and I'm going in just trying to lead as well as I can in there. So it definitely helps with my studies as well, I think, being able to have that release and then being able to go back to it. But busy enough a few weeks ahead now, definitely.
Yeah. Well, listen, just finally, what's your hurling background, Connor? And I suppose who were your influences in the sport?
I wouldn't have much of a family hurling background now. My father would have been a football man, Gaelic football man from Tyrone, and my mother wouldn't have had much of a sporting background now. But just going down to Burt as a young lad, I got to see I'd have been watching the older Burt lads who would have been brilliant at the time and competing in Ulster and stuff, like Jude Campbell, Joe Boyle. They'd have been the kind of boys you'd have been aspiring to be like, and even lads that are still on the team nowadays, like Ronan McDermott and Stephen Gillespie. Just seeing them boys as a young lad has kind of inspired me to try and push on and focus on my hurling a wee bit more.
Yeah, and of course you mentioned a few names there that climbed the steps of Croke Park and won a Nicky Rackard title. Will that be a dream, would it, to lead Donegal to a championship as captain, Connor?
Oh, an absolute dream come true. You know, I'm trying not to think too far ahead towards that, but it's hard to not keep your mind on it. I'm just trying to keep the head down and keep ticking away and try and get us as close to there as possible without getting carried away, but it would be an absolute dream come true.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of hurling to be played between that and come the Nicky Rackard Championship, including a game against Tyrone this weekend. Listen, Connor, thanks for joining us, and we wish you all the best this weekend in Omagh.
All right, thank you very much, Oisin. Thanks for having me.